Welcome to the June 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Doug Duncan, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Fannie Mae. The most detailed consumer attitudinal survey of its kind, the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey polled more than 1,000 Americans via live telephone interview between June 4th and June 21st, 2012, to assess their attitudes toward owning and renting a home, mortgage rates, homeownership distress, the economy, household finances, and overall consumer confidence. Homeowners and renters were asked more than 100 questions used to track attitudinal shifts, with findings compared to the same survey conducted monthly beginning June 2010. Interviews were conducted by Penshow and Berland in coordination with Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares monthly and quarterly results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to stabilize the housing market in the near term and provide support in the future. Today, Doug Duncan will share insights on the June 2012 Consumer Attitudinal Survey indicators, offering a window into the opinions of Americans across the country. And now, here's Doug Duncan with the June 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast.
The June National Housing Survey results show the impact of the economy flattening on consumer expectations, which have also flattened as a result, but also show that housing is at least currently one of the brighter spots in the outlook for consumers. In our June macroeconomic forecast, we warned about the risks having shifted to growth perhaps being slower than our forecast, and that certainly shows up in consumer expectations, where they have basically flatline expectations for the direction that the economy is heading, and they're not optimistic. They show flatline expectations on both income and expenses, but on the housing front, they show increased price expectations and some increase in their likelihood of buying as opposed to renting. This is the two-year anniversary of this survey, which we have tracked closely to our macroeconomic forecast, and consumers have throughout had a good grasp on the larger conditions around themselves and its impact on their household situation. They at present appear to be looking at opportunity in housing, perhaps as opposed to optimism, with prices at or near the bottom and with the interest rates remaining at historically low levels. There have been a lot of stories about improvements in housing, and that appears also to be affecting consumer attitudes.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information, or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit FannieMae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results are based on a number of assumptions and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.